Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan government officials saying the death toll in a suicide car bombing in a western neighborhood of Kabul now has climbed to 24, Taliban claiming responsibility. Two Jordanians were killed and an Israeli wounded by gunfire in the Israeli embassy compound in Jordan's capital. Israeli Foreign Ministry said one of the two Jordanian workers lunged at a security guard with a screwdriver. Incident comes at a time of mounting tensions between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem shrine revered by Muslims and Jews. Michael Fishbach is a Middle East expert at Randolph-Macon College.
The worst-case scenario is that we could be heading toward a third Palestinian intifada, and that's something that disturbs a lot of people on various sides because it inevitably would lead to bloodshed on both sides. There's been a lot of frustration, certainly among Palestinians in recent years, frustration at any number of sources of blame. And something like this, which deals with religion, is just as if it's a third rail. And so that, I think, is what all parties are desperate to try to avoid.
UN Security Council set to meet today in emergency session to discuss the violence. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has met with the Saudi and Kuwaiti rulers to discuss ways to end the diplomatic crisis between Qatar and Riyadh, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain, which cut ties with Qatar in June, accusing it of supporting extremists, Qatar denying the allegations. Erdogan meeting later today with the leaders of Qatar. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Christian militias being blamed for ambushing UN peacekeepers escorting water trucks in the southern Central African Republic, killing one Moroccan and wounding three others. They also reportedly launched attacks to seize a cathedral housing displaced Muslims. U.S. Congress moving toward adoption of new sanctions against Russia for its interference in the 2016 election. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said President Trump will likely sign the measure into law.
The administration is supportive of being tough on Russia, particularly in putting these sanctions in place. The original piece of legislation was poorly written, but we were able to work with the House and Senate, and the administration is happy with the ability to do that and make those changes that were necessary.
Congress is seeking to punish Russia not only for its meddling in last year's U.S. election, but also for its 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Washington's focus returns to that Russia probe as congressional committees seek information from President Trump's son, his son-in-law, and a 2016 campaign manager. VOA's Michael Bowman reports all eyes will be on Capitol Hill here in Washington for appearances today by the president's son-in-law and political confidant, Jared Kushner.
A man often seen but rarely heard, Jared Kushner is one of President Trump's closest advisors tasked with pursuing a peace deal in the Middle East and heading an effort to modernize the federal government. Kushner is slated to appear before two congressional panels behind closed doors. He is expected to answer questions about Russia contacts, including a December meeting with Russia's ambassador and last June with a Russian attorney and other figures connected to Moscow. That meeting has been the focus of great attention since the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., released emails expressing eagerness for what he was told the Russian attorney would provide, harmful material about Hillary Clinton, Trump's 2016 opponent. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Venezuela's opposition has announced a two-day national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel a controversial July 30th election for a new Congress. Protesters on the streets of the capital, Caracas, are chanting slogans denouncing Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution. Violence during 4 months of anti-government unrest has taken more than 100 lives, injured thousands, and left hundreds in jail, and further damaged an economy in its fourth year of decline. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama. Morgan, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your door, so I want you to relax, because today again, I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But later on the show today, for the first time, I'll be bringing in segments from Daybreak Africa to the African Beat. I just want you to stay around for that, because James Birdie spoke with Calypso Rose, 77-year-old Calypso Rose, and she's going to be right on the show with James Birdie. So stay tuned for that. But let's get on to music from the continent as we start off today from Ghana. Sir Prince bringing you this brand new Court Nkati Boy. And let me just tell you a little bit about Nkati Boy. It's a song done in the Akan language and in English. And Nkati Boy simply means peanuts. And Sir Prince says, I am simply saying here that I am going to chew my woman or lover like a peanut. Wow. Even though I'm a pastor, I had no intention to do that, but she made me fall so much in love with her beauty. And that is why the song is called Nkati Boy. And it's done in the Akan language and English, and it simply means peanuts. And right after that, we bring you Ndikale Volindela by Kavril De Soul, featuring Dr. Mario from South Africa. And My You Gifted by this young bustling Liberian star, Kobazi. And it's produced by the late super producer, Quincy B. Rest in peace, Quincy, but your work shall reign on. And the song is Ma You Gifted by Kobazi. But let's take it to the top right now. We bring you Nkati Boy, simply means peanut, by Sir Prince of Ghana.
Oh, next time. Mom from some vicious of an enemy. The mom of some more feelings. I must look on.
Timmy. Tell on my boss. Mango, you gave the hit. A papa like you, man, you gave the hit. Mango, you gave the hit. A papa like you, you gave the hit. You turning me on, you put him in the film. In the film, I will give you such for him. Such for him. Nobody put him in the film. In the film, I will give you such for him. Such for him. Where have you been all my life? I've been searching for you, searching for you. Even though I'm not rich, baby, the little I get, we share it, we share it. Hello, man, I'm the best one in cafe, yeah. Hey, Elia, yeah, Elia, yeah. Hello, man, I'm the best one in cafe, yeah. The one in Elia, yeah, Elia. So, let me take your phone. I wanna blow your phone, cause baby, cause you too bad. You too bad, oh. Let me take your photo. I wanna blow your photo, baby, yeah. Cause you too bad, oh. You too bad, oh. You get that,
you get that.
A papa like you, man, you get that.
You get that, baby.
Marco, you get that. A papa like you, you get that.
You get that.
You turning me on. You put him in the field. In the field. I will give you such for him. Such for him. Mama, don't stop it. I will find anybody. I will find anybody who want to pop up. Then I get here for you.
No,
I got here for you.
Yes,
I got here for you.
Yes,
who want to pop up? Then I get here for you.
No,
I got here for you.
Yes,
I got here for you. So baby, let me hold your body, body, baby, yeah. Cause you're too sexy, yeah. Too sexy.
Ooh, yeah.
Let me hold your body, body, baby, yeah. Cause you're too sexy. I hope the baby look my good. You get that hit. A papa like you, man, you get that hit. Mango, you get that hit.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
A papa like you, you get that hit. You turning me on, you putting me in the film. In the film, I will give you such for him. Nobody put him in the film. In the film, I will give you such for him. Such for him. Give me some punangi. Punangi.
Oh, yeah.
I want that punangi.
Let me see that thing.
Punangi, yeah, yeah. Give me some punangi. Punangi,
yeah.
I want that punangi.
Yeah.
That punangi, you get that. A papa like you, man, you get that. A papa like you, you get that hit. You turning me on, you put him in the field. In the field, I will give you such for him. Such for him. Nobody put him in the field. In the field, I will give you such for him. Such for him.
Ma, You Gifted by Kobazi, produced by the late Queen Sibi of Liberia. And right before that, Ndikale Volindela by Kavril De Soul, featuring Dr. Mario from South Africa, and Nkati Bowie by Sir Prince of Ghana. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Van De here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Remember, I said later on the show, we're bringing a segment from Daybreak Africa into the African Beat as James Butte. We'll be talking to Calypso Rose, a 77-year-old Calypso special lady, and she's going to tell you about pepper soup in Liberia. So stay tuned, don't go away. Now let's read some of our emails, which says, "Hello, excellent Vandy, king of the African music heritage. Your golden voice and precious African music you play drives me all the way to where I am going in the morning. My name is Livingstone B. Kazwala from Polamoli Yeguyuk, Adamawa State in Nigeria." Well, thank you very much, Livingstone. And another email says, "Hello, David. I am grateful to you and the good African music that you play weekdays on The Voice of America. You have been a true Pan-Africanist with the selection of your on-air friendly music. Keep it up, David. Best regards, Daniel Estefanus Bisu of Bauchi State in Nigeria." Well, thank you very much for writing, Daniel. And another email here says, "Hello, D. Vandy. The best of the day going out to you and the crew of African Beat on The Voice of America. There is nothing more entertaining than listening to the African Beat on The Voice of America and a great anchor like you, Mr. David. May God continue to give you more inspiration to dig in into more native African beats. At 2000 GMT, my crew and myself are battling ready to listen to this great African beat on The Voice of America. Can you please play Sekemba by VJ OJ featuring Awilo Longomba? Well, this one is coming from the great captain himself, Captain Jebe Taufik, on board for Vision One. Well, thank you so much, Captain Jebe Taufik. And guess what? Your song Sekemba is coming right now. And right after that, Stylo Kadondo by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda and Financial Woman by Fino featuring P-Squire from Nigeria. But Sekemba is our next track right now, playing for all of you guys on board for Vision One right out there on the Atlantic Ocean. Let's get this one going. Sekemba now.
kadondo kadondo, msichana mzuri kadondo, kadondo kadondo kadondo, kurochi mukamwe. Chana mzuri kadondo, 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 sa Edi Kenzo Mukambwe. Kadondo, 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 chana mzuri kadondo, 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 Kurochi Mukambwe.
I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Beyonce, you know be Beyonce. Finance, na so. Tell us say you don't get money. That day you be your dream monkey. Seriously, brody, no funny. Nobody go call you honey. They can know, oh, we go. Ima kwa no diego.
Oh, Woman by Fino featuring P-Square of Nigeria, and right before that, Stylo Kadondo by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda, and Sekemba by VJOJ featuring Awilo Longomba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vanny here in Washington. Remember, we'll be bringing Daybreak Africa into the African Beat. You're gonna love this one because this lady is 77 years old and she's known as Calypso Rose. And she will be talking about her song she did for Liberia several years ago, Liberia Pepper Soup. Oh my God, or Pepper Soup in Liberia. You're going to love that one. Stay tuned. I'm DV and I'll be right back. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday at 0900 and 2000 UTC for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee it. Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And now let's get back to music. Marry You is another special tune that I'm going to play right now. It's done for us by the award-winning Diamond Platinum from Tanzania featuring Neo. And right after that, Titi Hello by our own Nasser Ayub from Sierra Leone featuring Iyanya from Nigeria. But Marry You, beautiful music right now by this award-winning artist from Tanzania, Diamond Platinums featuring Neo.
Haiti Hello by Nasser Ayoub of Sierra Leone, featuring Iyanya of Nigeria, and Marry You by Diamond Platinums of Tanzania, featuring Neil. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Der Heer in Washington. Stay tuned. When I come back, more music for you.
Hello, my name is John James B. from Calabar, Crossroads State, Nigeria. I love the African beat. I love the African beat more than the Cameroons love Makossa. I love the African beat more than monkeys love bananas. And even I love the African beat more than the Nigerian people love their president. Good luck, Jonathan. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome back. Special greetings going out to you, my dear friend out there, Vincent Maloba in Nairobi, Kenya. And greetings going out to all members of the Vandy Fan Club of Zaria, Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University. Well, I just wanted to know that my heart is still out to you guys. I love you and I will continue to be there with you. Even though we have lost the chairman and president of the fan club still goes on. Rest in peace, Edison Uro, and our condolence goes out to the entire Euro family out there in Nigeria. And let's keep this one moving right now as I play this special song for all of you. It is Party Time by Yasmin Kadi from Sierra Leone. Let's enjoy this.
It's party time.
Party Time by Yasmin Kadi of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Earlier on the show, I told you that we'll be bringing a segment from Daybreak Africa into the African Beat. Well, the time is now. Stay tuned. Don't go away. Just sit right there. Because Daybreak Africa's James Borty talks to Calypso Rose. She is 77 years old. She did a special song, Pepper Soup, in Liberia several years ago. James Borty caught up with her. Let's go now to VOA's James Borty as he talks to Calypso Rose.
Her name is Calypso Rose from the Caribbean nation of Trinidad and Tobago, and she has been the queen of calypso music for 40 years. But Rose has a special connection to Africa, especially Liberia. In 1986, she received the title of Ambassador at Large of Liberia with the release of her song Pepper Soup, and for her efforts to support Liberia's improvement. At 77 years old, Rose is still making music and would like to visit Liberia sometime this year. But first, she explains to me the story behind the making of pepper soup in Liberia.
Well, the first time I had a pepper soup was a lady by the name of Miss Menza. She invited me to her home and prepared this lovely dish for me. And the dish was tasting, oh my God, it was tasting so great. So I asked her what is in this dish. And then she gave me all the everything that was in. They put bouni inside. And at that time, the late Mr. Samuel Doe was alive. As you know, Mr. Samuel Doe even sent me a Christmas card, which I still have it here in his honor. And then Miss Menza said, okay, we're going to take you to Liberia. So I wrote the calypso here and have it recorded here in New York. And when it hit Liberia, oh my God. If you go to Liberia and you want to stay in Africa, drink pepper soup.
Drink pepper soup.
If you go to Liberia and you want to stay in Africa, drink pepper soup. Drink pepper soup.
Yes, drink pepper soup, man, yes. And I would like to go to Liberia sometime in December 2017.
Now, talking about Samuel Doe, that during that time you made the record.
Yes.
Pepper Soup.
Now, yeah.
Have you met Liberia's president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who happens to also be a woman?
I have never met her, but I called several times to congratulate her. Every time she went, I called and gave her congratulations. But I left Liberia before 2018.
So you like to go there to meet President Sirleaf before she leaves office? Because this year, 2017, is an election, and she leaves office probably by January 2018. So you like to meet her before?
Yes, I would love to meet her before.
You know, I saw a video clipping of you singing Pepper Soup and dancing with some Liberian women.
Yeah.
You have the correct move when it comes to doing the Liberian dance.
I love the Liberian dance. Oh my God, that boom see always moving and the foot always moving. Liberia is just like Tobago, you know, the little 116 square mile I came from, you know. And the people are very loving and warm in Liberia. Very, very loving and warm. Very nice.
Calypso Rose, the queen of calypso, thank you very much again for this opportunity to get to speak with you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And God bless Liberia. God bless Trinidad and Tobago and the whole of the Caribbean nation. God bless you.
Pepper Soup in Liberia. Beautiful music. And thank you so very much, James Botti of Daybreak Africa and Calypso Rose out there. And I wish you good luck when you go to Liberia in December this year. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you a very pleasant day.
For let me confess, mommy can't create no way, she nobody be my empress. Till I die, I'm in the compare with mommy. So she's finding you, nobody contest. I just say, go lip and piss. Best of all times, on no head and legs. I just say, be very careful. Till I'm here, everyone don't care. Now, they're worried for buying a man pay. Girl, be a kick and on fire. Say, my life gets here, but can I, yeah. But I said, I'm a twist and I wear. Whether she fly or whether it's in a walk, whether it's in a juju or whether it's in a god. I'm already here, so whatever you go talk. Men person, because I don't give a. Men person, because I don't give a. About mama treat, I got a cold water. Mama do my coma, because I don't suffer. It took a long time, but still your papa. Yeah. I said, I'm a twist and be cross, yeah.
For show you say na me, now you right man. I want for treat you proper. I want pull you pants suffer. Anything you want I go offer. But you just didn't make me funny.